The question was asked if a teacher hangs around students and the students are friendly with the teacher, and then the students are working on developing their character traits, but the students obviously have what to work on, so does it rub off on the teacher? So there was a teacher once who posed the question to me. They said, I teach in a school where the students have a lot to work on. I mean, they use foul language. They're giving me an education. I don't even know the terms they're using, and they're teaching me. So the teacher said, is it right for me to teach there? So I passed the question to one of the great sages of our generation. I don't know if he wants me to quote it in his name, so I won't. And he worded it like this. He said, tell the teacher that so long as that teacher can hold on to where they're holding, they should know that education is always a tug of war. It's always that situation. You're walking into the classroom, the students are pulling you down, you're pulling up. The question is, who's going to win? So long as that teacher feels like the teacher's winning, the teacher's pulling them up, the fact that they're also trying to pull the teacher down, okay, so the teacher has to work on staying up. But undoubtedly, it's a challenge. It is a challenge, but it's part of the challenge of education in many scenarios. So that's our job. If a person feels like it's going to draw him down, so then maybe he shouldn't go into it. There's always a battle. It's always work. And sometimes a teacher feels like that the teacher has to distance themselves from a certain person because that person specifically can pull the teacher down a lot. And that can happen, and that's legitimate. So someone else will help that person. The person doesn't have to destroy themselves to help someone else. But at the end of the day, it is a challenge, and a person has to see if he can stand up to it. Hopefully he can. Hopefully. We pray.
Can I ask you a prayer you hold?